All right, back on this Friday morning edition of the Morning Drive, News Talk 105.9 WVGA. We got a great guest this morning to talk about a fantastic organization right here that helps out so many people. And now you've got an opportunity to do a little payback and help them out. And if you're a Facebook user, and it seems like all of God's children are, then you've got an opportunity to help Jacob's Ladder today. Leslie Jacobs is with us. And Leslie, good morning. How are
you? Good morning. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. Boy, this is an exciting opportunity, what you guys can get from this.
It really is. It's been going on since the first part of May, I think. And we've been voting every day and asking our friends and family and their friends and family to please vote for us to win one of these Gypsy Vanner horses.
Yes, so this is all Lexland Gypsy Ranch has these horses. Tell folks what a Gypsy Vanner is.
Well, a Gypsy Vanner is like a draft horse style in the breeding. They're short, but they're stocky. So this is ideal for the type of riders that may need a horse that is sturdy, that can carry a little bit of weight. Mm-hmm. And we don't currently have a horse that is like that. So we're really looking to expand what we can do at Jacob's Ladder by including this horse in our program.
And here's the deal. This is why time is of the essence. This Facebook contest where you can go and vote ends tomorrow at noon. So if you're listening right now and you're on Facebook, you can vote right now because you can vote every 24 hours and then vote again tomorrow before noon, and we'll get more votes in. And you can share it on your Facebook page. Your Facebook page is?
Jacob's Ladder Therapeutic Riding Center, Inc. And there will be a link at the top of the page because we're really pushing right now. We need our community to rally, and we're trying to keep that really up there at the top so folks can find it easily. It only takes a minute of your time.
And we have already posted that link to our Facebook page at The Morning Drive with Chris Beckham. So you can find it there, or you can find it at Jacob's Ladder Facebook. And again, it's very easy to go and vote. And we need to be, we're in the top 10 now, which is good. We need to be higher in the top 10, correct?
We would love to be a little higher up in the top 10 just because we do know that we will get a horse, but we want to be able to pick or have a greater picking of the horses that are being offered.
Basically, the higher you are on the list, the more selection you have to choose from.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're looking for. So we got an opportunity to move up to all the way up the list of number one. Heck, let's share the heck out of it and share it with your friends. Again, share that link. Tell them they got one day left to vote, and we want to go ahead and do that. And a lot of people are familiar with the great work that's done at Jacob's Ladder, Leslie. But tell folks exactly what Jacob's Ladder is all about.
We provide therapeutic horseback riding to children and adults who have special needs. So we have currently 15 horses on the property. We work year-round, 5 or 6 days a week. We have summer camps going on right now, and we're just always busy with something. So we need our community support, though, to get out there and vote. I can only vote once a day, just like everybody else. So my votes don't add up very quickly. We need the majority of folks to get out there and to really push this for us.
And, Leslie, some people may say, well, you know, obviously, if a special needs person wants to go horseback riding, but what do they get out of it? And it seems to be, it would almost have to be something you have to see for yourself to see the joy and everything they do get out of it.
That's very true. The horses provide such a great incentive for the kids. They want to do their best. They bond with the horses, and even adults too. They feel tranquility. They feel calm. There's so many good things about horses that can kind of feed back into the people that get near them. And so we like to provide them with the benefits that we all know are there.
And you guys have been doing this for quite a while.
Since 1999.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And again, you got wonderful horses out there now. How many do you actually have now?
We have 15 horses, and that sounds like a lot of horses, but, you know, it's kind of like going to the grocery store, and if there's only one loaf of bread on the shelf, you're going to go to another store if that's not the kind of bread you want. So we need different horses for different types of people.
Yeah.
We have ponies, we have draft horses, we have everything in between. They all have a good home. We have room for one more, though, and so we're needing that Gypsy Vanner to come live at Jacob's Ladder.
Absolutely. So, again, go to... You can go to Jacob's Ladder Therapeutic Ranch, their Facebook page. Did I say that correctly?
Riding Center.
Riding Center, thank you. Jacob's Ladder Therapeutic Riding Center, they're on Facebook. Just search for Jacob's Ladder. It comes right up. That's how we found it. You can go to our Facebook page at The Morning Drive with Chris Beckham. You can vote once every 24 hours. So go ahead and do it now so you'll be able to do it again tomorrow morning. It all ends at noon. We want to be high as we can in that top 10. And, again, you'll see it's very easy to do it. I did it already, and it doesn't take much time at all. And, again, we could benefit so many folks in this area who took advantage of the great things going on at Jacob's Ladder. And it's very easy to do.
It really is. Thank you so much for helping us get the word out there.
Yeah. And there's no law that says you can't share it with your friends. So
absolutely.
If you really want to help, man, let's just take this thing by storm, sir. They're looking at the contest and go, man, what happened on the final day? These guys skyrocketed. That's what we want to see. And again, how long would it be before you've, I guess you find out pretty immediately.
They're going to tell us on the 12th. So yeah. Sunday we'll have the actual, what they recorded the numbers at. You know, yeah. What I may see at noon on Saturday might not be the actual numbers.
Right.
So on the 12th, we'll find out what place we were in. And then on the 2nd of July, I will make a trip to Rockwood, Tennessee.
Wow. How about that?
To go meet my new horse.
There you go. That's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
And again, you mentioned summer camps. There's always things going on out there. It's a busy summer. If folks just want more information about what you do, what's the best way to do that?
They can call me, 229-794-1188, or they can email me from the Facebook page, whatever is easiest. I know there's so many ways to communicate nowadays. There's no reason for folks not to.
Absolutely, and you can see it all there on their Facebook page. So, Leslie, first of all, thank you for the work that you and everybody out there at Jacob's Ladder does. It means a lot to so many folks, and we appreciate it, and we're this will be just an ounce of payback that we can help you guys out, hopefully. So
we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Good to see you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Take care.
We'll take a break and be back with more of The Morning Drive on this Friday morning right after this on News Talk 105.9. And this is WVGA.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Chris Beckham on South Georgia's talk leader, News Talk 105.9, WVGA.
Back on The Morning Drive, 8:15 on this Friday morning, brought to you by Valdosta Toyota, Southern Vane and Laser Center, and our friends at Preferred Rental Company. I'm Chris Beckham. Thanks so much for joining us. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, it's okay. It's always available on our podcast at our website at ValdostaToday.com. Very easily, you can go to ValdostaToday.com. Simply go over the top of the website where it says radio, and as you drag down, you can see our station, which is first on the list, as it should be. And then The Morning Drive with Chris Beckham, you can check out, we do it, keep it up for a week. So if there's something of the past week that you missed that you would like to hear, simply go to that and you can listen to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and valdostatoday.com. Let's go back to the Colony Bank phone lines on this Friday morning. And hello, caller, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm Unforgiven. Is Will it be played in both of these on June the 28th?
Yeah, it's called The Unknowns.
No, I'm sorry, man. Can you give me a, I caught the tail end of the story about it. Is the boy actually from Moultrie they're talking about? Or what's the deal about it? Now?
Yeah, he is. I think actually they may be, I think they're from the Norman Park area. I know Katie went to school at Cook High. So, yeah, Preston is from this area, Colquitt, Cook County, whatever the case may be. And, yeah, he is from down here, again, currently serving as a sentinel at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And that's why, because of him, that's why we've got the opportunity to hopefully see this movie here in South Georgia, so.
Well, yeah, the pre-advance, buy a ticket ahead of time, or you can buy them at the window now?
You need to buy them ahead of time, and you can do that in a couple of different ways. There may be more, so you may can call the movie theater. But two ways I know you can do it, their website, which is theunknownsmovie.com, and then also if you're on Facebook, you can go to their Facebook page, which is The Unknowns Movie. Just search for that on Facebook. It'll come right up, and you can reserve your ticket there as well.
Okay, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, Chris. You have a good Friday, man.
You too, brother. Take care. See you now. And we've already had, we live in such a wonderful community. After Katie's interview with us earlier, talking about The Unknowns movie, the military documentary, we've already had someone who has offered to buy all the remaining tickets and for them to be donated to any veteran or active military who wants to see the movie. And so that's the kind of generosity which we are used to in South Georgia. We live in a wonderful part of the world, folks. I know we talk about a lot of things that sometimes on a national scale, on a statewide scale, or on a local scale, sometimes frustrate us. We live in a great community with a lot of very generous people, and don't think for a minute that we don't. And we appreciate all those folks, and we're going to put people together and make things happen. That's what we try to do every single day. 229-241-1059 is our number. Coming up, your Austin's Cattle Company NASCAR contest, your opportunity to win a $25 gift card to Austin's Cattle Company. Race this weekend is in Michigan, so that'll be coming up on Sunday. We'll do that just after the news break at the bottom of the hour around 8:35, and we'll update you on our little points race we have going on as well coming up, so stay tuned for that. So in our Waller Heating and Air Sports Report, For this Friday, game four of the NBA Finals will be played tonight. The Golden State Warriors lead the Cleveland Cavaliers by a 2-1 margin. The series remains in Cleveland tonight. We'll see if LeBron and the boys can do what they did a couple of nights ago, and that is just demolish the Golden State Warriors. I don't think it's going to be that easy tonight, but we will wait and see. So game four in that series tonight. Also, the Atlanta Braves, after a day off, get back into action tonight. They got the Red Hot Cubs coming to Turner Field, 7:35 first pitch today, 4:10 on Saturday, 1:35 on Sunday. So good luck to the Braves as they just try to do something. I guess the Cubs is not going to be very easy, I can tell you so. But we'll wait and see what happens tonight with the Atlanta Braves. Also, this morning we mourn the loss of a gentleman who meant a lot to kids in our community. And he was an assistant coach over at Valwood, passing away this week and really having a huge impact on that Valwood family. Dan Stevens has coached in South Georgia for more than 30 years. He coached over in Thomasville. He coached over in Brooks County. And as of late, he has been helping out with the Valwood staff. Funeral will be held at 11 o'clock this morning at Carson McLean Funeral Home. And, again, he has served as an assistant defensive line coach for Valwood over the last couple of years and affected on a positive way a lot of young people in our area, both here in Valdosta over in Brooks County and in Thomas County as well. So at 61 years old, we mourn the early loss of Dan Stevens and all that he meant to that family over at Valwood and the schools all across South Georgia. Also, the news, and I'm sure we'll be talking about this on our Sports Report Monday with my buddy Steve Parker, who is a big Gator fan. He is probably ecstatic. The University of Florida has decided to name the field after former coach Steve Spurrier. So if you go down to Ben Hill Griffith Stadium in Gainesville, it will now be the Steve Spurrier Florida Field at Ben Hill Griffith Stadium, that decision being made this week. I think that's probably I think they like to wait to make sure that they're not going to go and coach anywhere else before they before they do something like that. And I think Steve's done with coaching. I think he has coached his last football game, so a very appropriate honor down in Gainesville. So anything else at the good of the call? Sports Report. Major League Baseball draft started yesterday. Braves had the third pick. They selected Ian Anderson, who's a pitcher from Shenandoah, I guess, high school in upstate New York. Fastball pitcher, throws in the low 90s, and we'll see if he makes it to the big show one day for the Braves. That's your Waller Heating and Air Sports Report for this Friday morning. We thank the great folks at Waller Heating and Air, serving South Georgia and North Florida every single day, as they have done for the last 50 years. Give them a call, 244-1200. They're right there on San Augustine Road. And, again, they're your area's only train-authorized dealer, and it's hard to stop a train. We go back to the Colony Bank phone lines on this Friday morning, wide open. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. Hello, caller. Good morning, and how are you?
Yeah, I was listening to that about the unknown soldier, the guard. How much are those tickets?
I assume they're regular movie prices, which I guess will be, you know, $8. I really don't know the price, but I think it's whatever you regularly pay for a movie.
I ain't been in a movie since 1970.
Yeah, I think they're like $8 or $10, something like that.
All right. Well, what about this? If you got time, I'll bring your check over there, and if you can get somebody in your business to purchase all 19 tickets, and then y'all can raffle them off. I don't mind doing that, but I ain't computer whiz or nothing like that, but I can write you a check.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate that. That's very generous, and that's the kind of thing we've already seen. Hold off on that, though, because I think somebody's maybe beating you to the punch, which is all good. And what I got to find out, this kind of came to us very late. I don't know if they're going to be able to show multiple showings. And let me find that out, and if so, then I'll take you up on that offer, and that's very generous of you, and I appreciate it.
All right, well, I'll listen out. Just, you know, may have to say it once or twice on the radio, but I'm serious about that now.
Hey, I appreciate that.
I hope our DAL will go to it, too. I would even furnish him transportation. I wouldn't have to get in the car.
Maybe you can show him the ride over. You can show him 13 Hours movie. So.
I heard that. That'd be too much for him.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Thank you. Very generous, and the kind of thing we used to see in South Georgia. And we'll find out more. Our good friends at Moultrie, I would love to show that thing in every theater they got over there. That'd be fantastic. Hello, caller. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Chris. It's Tony.
Hey, Tony.
How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. I wanted to say, today is, I'm not sure if this is the day or not, but we certainly want to remember Ed Christian that was killed tragically 4 years ago over at Auburn, in a shooting accident. Or not an accident, actually. It was a homicide.
But he was the wrong place, wrong time, as I remember.
Yeah, it was. It was just a really, really tragic thing, and another young man was killed as well. So, just don't want that to ever be forgotten. And he was a fine young man at Lowndes High School, and great football player, and it's one of those things. But his memory always needs to live, and that's what I wanted to do this morning, to make sure everybody still remembers Ed, and him will remember his family, and this morning, and mom and dad, and everybody. I still see his dad occasionally around, and he's still got on his orange and blue, man. He's a fine man as well. So,
yeah. Wow. It doesn't seem like it's been 4 years, does it?
It doesn't. It really doesn't. You know, time flies, but it's in 2012. So, we want to remember them and remember that family. And they're in our thoughts and prayers this morning, all the Auburn family. Want to do that this morning in honor of Ed. So,
hey, I'm glad you remembered that and shared that with us. I do appreciate it. Ed was a beloved player in this area, and certainly beloved in the Auburn family as well.
Exactly. Sure did. All right, brother. Have a good weekend.
You too. Take care. See you now. Again, 4 years ago today is when Ed Christian left us much too soon. And again, it was a shooting. He had nothing. He was simply there at this gathering where two men got into an argument, and then a fight started, and one of the men began just shooting all over the place. And Ed Christian happened to be just in the wrong place at the wrong time, losing his life in a senseless way. And we do remember him on this day, and I really appreciate that, Tony, remembering that, because we don't want that to be forgotten. He was an outstanding football player, but first and foremost, he was an outstanding young man and certainly beloved in this community. Played at Lowndes and certainly at Auburn as well. So, wow, 4 years flies by, doesn't it? Of course, Auburn fans, I didn't even mention our sports report, but reeling after the loss to Oklahoma in the College World Series. Not to feel like I'm taking a shot at you, Tony, I'm not. Auburn had a great comeback in that second game, unlike anything I've ever seen. Getting to a third game, but a heck of a season for the Auburn Tigers. And to remind you that football season, only 9 weeks away, getting closer every day. Now, that's not college football season. That's going to be another couple of weeks after that. By the way, Auburn's got a big way to start the college football season, hosting the Clemson Tigers, runner-up for the national championship last year, going to get them to come to the Plains. And ironically, you know, it's a lot of people refer to Clemson as just Auburn with a lake. They're very like communities, small towns with very large and successful universities. And so we'll see. And remember, there's the whole thing about Dabo Swinney being a University of Alabama alum. So he knows full well about Auburn University. And I think it's going to be a pretty good football game. Gus Malzahn, a lot of people are saying he's on the hot seat over there. I mean, he was the toast of the town not too long ago. And I already knew there were some Baylor supporters. There was some talk that they were possibly trying to woo Gus Malzahn to Baylor University. Gus is not going anywhere. He'll be, well, I say that. He'll go somewhere at some point, hopefully of his own volition, but that sometimes depends on what kind of season he has this year. So we'll wait and see. Those questions will all be answered. And in Auburn and in Athens and in Tallahassee and in Gainesville and Tuscaloosa and Atlanta and all those places, and we'll certainly be keep you a track on that coming up not too far away. Of course, our own very own Valdosta State University Blazers with a new head football coach, Kerwin Bell, got the Blazers getting them ready through the summer as they get ready to open their season up against Albany State. That'll be coming up in the early September as well. So lots to look forward to, as there always is, with football season right around the horizon. And, of course, all the different changes in high schools this year. We have a team coming off the state championship at Valwood, also in Homerville at Clinch County, also in Moultrie at Colquitt County. Got the newly classifications, got the Wintersville Classic, got to kick off the season. Man, there's going to be a lot to talk about with football this year. If you want me to, I can just start now and go for the next 9 weeks. I'll be fine to do that. That probably may get a little boring on your end. So we'll hold off some of our excitement for football season that is getting closer every day. All right, coming up right after Sean Hannity's morning update and your local news, we'll have our Austin's Cattle Company NASCAR contest, your opportunity to win a $25 gift card to Austin's Cattle Company. And, again, if you've not played all year, I think some folks think that, well, I hear these other guys calling all the time. I guess I'm just not in the group. You can be in the group. All you got to do is call in and be in one of the first 10, and you can certainly be a part of that. We'll also tell you what the new movies are coming out at the box office over the weekend and other crazy things. What are the 10 most physically demanding jobs in America? That'll be part of our strange stories of the day as coming up. And also, we sometimes hear reports of people biting into fast food, hamburgers and things, and finding things that are unsavory, things they do not like. We kind of have a reverse story this morning of somebody who bit into his McDonald's cheeseburger and, although a bit unsanitary, found something pretty nice. So we'll tell you exactly what that was in our strange stories coming up. Sean Hannity's morning update coming up right now. Lee Henderson's local news after that. Hang around. We're going to finish up strong on this Friday morning, back on the Morning Drive, News Talk 105.9. And this is WVGA.
You're listening to South Georgia's number one local talk show, The Morning Drive with Chris Beckham on News Talk 105.9, WVGA.
All right, time for the Austin's Cattle Company NASCAR contest. Thanks to the great folks at Austin's Cattle Company. Never had anything bad in the whole place. It is outstanding. Fantastic. Hand-cut steaks, seafood, ribs, they got it all. Sports bar area, you can watch NASCAR, you can watch whatever you want to watch. They've got plenty of televisions up there, so you'll have a great time with your friends. If you're looking for a more formal dining experience, they got the private dining room as well. Banquet facilities, they can take care of parties, whatever the case may be. And so check them out at austinscattlecompany.com. And it's all very, very good. That Delmonico is hard to beat. It's all great, though. Check it out. All right. Race this week is at Michigan International Speedway. It is the Firekeepers Casino 400, 1 o'clock start on Sunday in Michigan. You know the drill, 229-241-1059. We'll take the first 10 callers, pick your favorite NASCAR driver, and see if you can get a chance to win a $25 gift card to Austin's Cattle Company. We start off on the Colony Bank Hotline, and contestant number one is on the line. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
It's Fred Harris.
Fred, the points leader. How are you, man?
Doing great, man. How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. You get first pick this week. Who do you like?
Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch. He's always good. And we'll see if he's good in Michigan. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. Kyle Busch off the board. Line two. Contestant number two is with us. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
Jeremy Bennett.
Jeremy, what's up, man?
Hey, bro. Y'all doing all right?
It's Friday, man. I'm always doing good.
I'm going to go with Harvick.
Points leader. He is 14 starts, 11 top 10s. Not too shabby.
Sound like a plan. Thank you.
Hey, man, have a good weekend.
Okay, good. Y'all too.
All right, Kevin Harvick off the board. Line number three on the Colony Bank phone lines. Contestant number three, who am I speaking with, please?
This is Sue Hires.
Say that again.
Sue Hires.
Sue Hires. Are you, I'm guessing you may be related to points leader Fred Hires?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, listen, there's nothing to say. You've not played before. There's nothing to say you can't win a stake as well. So who are you picking in this week's contest?
Joey Logano.
Joey Logano, very good pick. Hey, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. The Hires family trying to corner the market. Let's see how that goes. Contestant number four, 229-241-1059 is our number. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
This is Alan Cochran.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
I'm doing okay, yeah.
All right, we got Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, and Joey Logano off the board. Who do you like?
Carl Edwards.
Carl Edwards, very good. All right, he's yours, Alan. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Chris.
Take care. And remember, no race next week. It's Father's Day. They take Father's Day off, so it'll be two more weeks before you get a chance to participate. So back to the phone line. Contestant number five, good morning. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kevin Quick.
Kevin, last week's winner, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Nothing says you can't go two for two, my friend.
All right, I'm going to double down with Earnhardt again then.
Dale Jr.'s the man, and he had a good race last week. We'll see if he can get it done for you this week.
All right, thank you.
Have a good weekend. Remember, and that's a good example. You don't have to win the race. Nobody had Kurt Busch the race winner last week. Kevin had Dale Jr., who finished second, and because of that, he's eating steak. Five down, five to go, 229-241-1059. Contestant number six, good morning. Who am I speaking with?
Eric Roland.
Eric, what's up, man?
Oh, not much, man. Just taking a head to work.
How's the tire business?
Oh, it's pretty good. We've been pretty steady. It's summertime. Everybody's traveling, you know, getting their holiday or vacation days out, you know, and everybody's on the road. So everybody's buying up tires and getting their vehicle serviced. So, you know how it is.
Yeah, go over and see Eric and the folks right north. They'll take good care of you. All right.
That's
little plug there for you.
Little
guys.
Plug there. Little plug.
All right, man. Who's your pick? I'm going to tell you before you make your pick, there's one guy who I think is the best pick, and he hasn't been chosen yet. So we'll see what I know. You make your pick.
Well, I'm torn because there's Brad out there. There's Matt out there. Mm-hmm. There's good drivers. And I really want to take one of them, and I'm probably going to shoot myself in the foot, but I've been doing pretty bad. There's Jimmy, and he's been letting me down.
Yeah, he's.
But I'm going to take my main man, Napa Auto Care, Napa driver, Chase Elliott.
Chase Elliott.
He's a driver anyway.
He is.
I'm going to take him on the win.
He is due for his first win.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to fly the Napa colors this week.
He's yours, brother. Go get him.
I mean.
Have a good weekend. All right, Chase Elliott. Yeah, the guy who I think is the best pick hasn't been chosen yet. We'll see if he gets there, and if not, I'll tell you who that is. Hello, caller. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I want to be, again, I got the 10th caller. I was the last caller to not pick. Let it be call through. I was the last caller to not pick.
Well, I don't know if I can do that. So. How about calling? You have to stick with being caller number 7. I don't know if you'll get back in. So.
Let me be caller number 7. Who's that? Driver number 7.
Oh, okay. So you want driver number 7?
Yeah.
All right. Is there a driver number? I don't. Well, the car number 7 is Reagan Smith.
Let me have him.
Reagan. That's what. Who am I talking to, by the way?
This is William.
William. What's your last name, William?
Hood.
Say it again.
William Hood.
Hood. All right. So you're going Reagan's. Man, I like that. See, roll the dice. You never know.
That's who I want.
Lucky number 7, brother. Hey, good luck.
Thank you
now. How about that? I say I like that. Call number 7. I'll take car number 7. I'm kind of secretly rooting now for William because he's rolling the dice a little bit. Contestant number 8. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Adam Eisenhower.
Adam, what's up, man?
Oh, another Friday, man.
I love it. Love a Friday. All right. You still got a lot of good cars out there.
Wow, man. I don't know. What's the top
10
that ain't picked yet?
I'll give you the top 5. How about that?
Point.
Yeah. According to the points, the top 5 who have not yet been picked, Kurt Busch, Brad Keselowski, Jimmy Johnson, Martin Truex Jr., Matt Kenseth.
Let me get Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson. He is yours, man. Looking for a comeback.
All right. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too, Adam. See you now.
See you.
All right. 229-241-1059. We got 2 contestants slots left, and contestant number 9. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
Thomas Sellers.
Tommy, what's up, brother?
Not much. How are you?
Oh, life is good, man. How about you?
Same way.
I hear you.
Hey, give me Matt Kenseth.
Matt.
I was going to pick Chase, but he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone, but Matt Kenseth is a good pick. So.
All right. Give me him.
Have a good weekend, my friend.
You too, man.
See you now. Matt Kenseth, 10th place on the running for Joe Gibbs Racing. All right, final contestant, 229-241-1059 is our number. Contestant number 10, good morning. Who am I speaking with?
Kristen Eisenhower.
Kristen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You got somebody in mind?
I'm guessing. I'll just go with Kurt Busch.
Kurt Busch. Listen, he's kind of on a roll. And,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, 12 top 10s in 14 races. So
that's right.
All right. Hey, have a good
weekend. I'll just go with him. Maybe he'll give me a steak.
There you go.
All right.
Take care now.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, too.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Nobody picked the guy who I think is the, and he's kind of hot right now. I think Brad Keselowski is going to win this race. The two guys who I like most, and this shows what I know, all those 10 people know more about NASCAR than me. But I like Brad Keselowski, and Team Penske's kind of on a roll right now. And the other guy I think is Martin Truex Jr., but we'll see. One of them wins the race, just said, boy, that Beckham, he knows his NASCAR. Just kind of keep that in the back of your mind, I'm just saying. All right, good luck to Fred, Jeremy, Sue, Alan, Kevin, Eric, William, Adam, Tommy, and Kristen. That is your Austin's Cattle Company NASCAR contest. Even if you don't win, by the way, it's always a good time to go by Austin's, and the food there is unbelievable. The service is fantastic. This is the good folks over there. I go every time I can, and you'll like it as well. So check it out soon at Austin's Cattle Company. Coming up in our strange stories of the day, first of all, we'll revisit some of our top headlines from the morning as well. In our strange stories of the day, again, what are the 10 most physically demanding jobs that you can think of? And some of them may surprise you. We'll tell you about that in our strange stories of the day. We'll also have the new movies coming out this weekend and much more coming out on our strange stories and entertainment news coming up next. And we'll revisit some top headlines and more. We're going to wrap it up strong. Don't go anywhere. Back with more of The Morning Drive right after this on News Talk 105.9. This is WVGA.
You're listening to South Georgia's number one local talk show, The Morning Drive with Chris Beckham on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
On a beautiful Friday morning, back on The Morning Drive, News Talk 105.9 WVGA. Let's take a final look at your weather for this Friday. It's going to be nice today. It's about what we have seen all week with high temperatures. Going to be around 92, 93 degrees today, maybe a little bit warmer than that. It's going to probably seem warmer. Right now we're at 79 degrees across South Georgia. Again, partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of rain. Same thing tomorrow, basically a carbon copy. And then the rain's going to really stoke up on Sunday. We got an 80% chance of some afternoon and evening showers on Sunday. Won't affect the highs too much. Still right around in the low 90s. Monday calls for a high of around 95. And then the rain sets in. We got about a 50 to 60% chance of some scattered thunderstorms Tuesday through the weekend. So probably more rain next week, and we could use some rain. So that's a pretty good thing. We'll wait and see when it actually gets here. And again, we may get some pretty good showers on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, so make your plans accordingly. Remember, Farm Day's back this weekend, so downtown Valdosta around the historic courthouse will be filled with folks. Get out and check that out if you've not yet done so. Great produce and lots of other things as well at Farm Days, and that'll be going on tomorrow morning. All right, time for your entertainment news on this Friday morning. And by the way, your weather brought to you as always by Coombs Heating and Air. I like to give those guys as much as I can. They're good folks over there, and they'll keep you cool right now. Wintertime, they'll keep you warm as well. All right, in our celebrity birthdays today, happy birthday to F. Lee Bailey. Remember him? The 83-year-old attorney. Remember, he was one of O.J.'s dream team. By the way, in that O.J., they've never done the ESPN does these 30 for 30s. They've never done one that's longer than like 2 hours. And so this is a whole new thing. It's the O.J. Simpson five-part 30 for 30. I don't know what they could possibly cover that much, but it's going to debut this Saturday night. Actually, the first one's going to be on ABC, and then they'll show the rest of them starting Tuesday on ESPN. F. Lee Bailey is probably going to be part of that. He was part of O.J. Simpson's defense team in that time, and he turns 83 years old today. Remember John Edwards? Oh, John. John had a shot at it. Did he screw it up? John is 63 years old today. Also, actress Gina Gershon is 54 years old today. Gene Triplehorn is 53. Elizabeth Hurley is 51 years old today. Also celebrating a birthday, Kate Upton, the Sports Illustrated cover model, is 24 years old today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. New in theaters this weekend, Warcraft, which is rated PG-13. This is kind of science fiction movie. Orcs invade to escape a desolate, dying land, most of them determined to annihilate the human army. Warcraft, which is, I guess it's based on the video game. I don't know anything about the video game other than the fact that there is one called Warcraft, but it is out this weekend. Also, Now You See Me 2. This is Magicians in Las Vegas. Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Morgan Freeman is in it. Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter, is in it as well. He doesn't play Harry Potter. He plays somebody else, but he's the guy who played Harry Potter. Anyway, Now You See Me 2, rated PG-13, also out this weekend, as is The Conjuring 2. Put this under the category of movies that Chris Beckham will not be seeing. Paranormal, Investigator, Poltergeist, Nope. Haunted farmhouse. I'll pass. So, but for those of you who like those kinds of things, it is rated R and it is out this weekend as well. Different strokes, different folks. That ain't my stroke. So there you go. Those of you new movies out this weekend. Google's, I guess this is Google search, did a survey of what are the most watched reality shows in every state. CableTV.com. It's not Google Trends, excuse me. They use Google Trends to come up with the list of the three most popular reality shows in every state. Some interesting ones to look at. In Utah, Sister Wives is number one. That makes sense. It's based in Utah. It's about polygamy, which people in Utah know more about than other states, I guess, in the country. So can we get the three for Georgia? The top three in the state of Georgia are, I'll do Florida as well. Number three, American Idol. I get that. Philip Phillips. Other Georgians have done well in there. Number two, Real Housewives. Again, one of those is based in Atlanta. I guess maybe that's why. And the number one reality show in the state of Georgia, Love and Hip Hop. Never heard of it. In Florida, number three is a tie between Dancing with the Stars and The Apprentice. Real Housewives is number two. And Shark Tank was number one. So there you go. The top reality shows in every state. It's interesting. I guess it's interesting. No, by the way, I was not announcing there's a Different Strokes movie. What you talking about, Willis? Are you not listening? No, that would be, I would watch a Different Strokes movie. I would watch a behind the scenes Different Strokes movie, not so much, you know, well, they're all gone, aren't they? I'm not trying to be morbid, but, the little one, the cute one, he's Gary Coleman. What was it, Arnold? He's gone. Kimberly, the sister, she's gone. The dad, Conrad Bain, out. It basically Willis and Mrs. Garrett, and that's not going to make much of a movie, I guess. So probably no Different Strokes movie in our future, sad to say. They're making movies of every other television show, it seems like, that's ever been made. As we ended like Beckham with our strange stories of the day, the top 10 most demanding jobs. A talk show host is not going to be on this list. It is not a physically demanding job, but these are. Number one, mobile home movers and installers. Boy, let me tell you something. That is the truth. My dad owned a mobile home lot when I was in high school. And, you know, when you have kids, basically you have free labor. And so that's what he had. And I moved mobile homes, and that takes some work. Hats off to those folks. Number nine, correctional officers. Number eight, lumberjacks. Number seven, athletes. That's kind of a broad term. Number six, fence builders. We need more of those down around Mexico way. Number five, forest firefighters. Number four, reinforcing iron and rebar workers. They secure beams and concrete. I don't exactly know how that works. That sounds like hard work. Number three, structural iron and steel workers. Number two, fitness trainers and aerobics instructors. They're in shape. That seems like kind of high, though. And number one, dancers. Who did this list? Dancers? I mean, listen, strength, stamina, I get it. But overs like steel workers, lumberjacks, mobile home movers, come on. I guess what you use to determine that. So I told you earlier, sometimes we get stories where people bite into things in their fast food lunches and come up with things that are quite disgusting. Well, Dave Cook in Chesterfield County, Virginia, bit into a double cheeseburger at McDonald's earlier this week. And between the two patties, he found a $20 bill. Surprise! The manager there says he's no idea how it got there. The corporate office is investigating. Dave says, I'm keeping the money for now, but I'll return it if somebody claims it. Come on, Dave. Ain't nobody going to claim a $20 bill. I mean, there's no identifying marks. Any jackleg can come up and say, yeah, that's my 20. You don't know. You got a serial. Nobody keeps up with serial numbers. Keep the 20. It's a 20. Just keep it. You have to, I mean, it's not what you want to find in your burger, but I'm not giving it back to anybody, I don't think. Dumb criminals of the day. This guy's got a lot of explaining to do. Curtis Edom is in Knoxville, Tennessee. He got a DUI at a checkpoint last month, and that's not really the story. That's bad, but that's not the story. The story is that Curtis, 35-year-old guy, received a DUI while wearing red pantyhose and a tutu. After the police arrested him, he said, you know, I'm also wearing a chastity belt. A 44-year-old woman named Rebecca Alexander was in the passenger seat when they were pulled over. And he said her necklace had the key to his chastity belt on this. Boy, there's a lot of stuff on the story that I just don't want to know. So anyway, was she trying to make sure he didn't cheat or something? I don't get it. He faces charges for driving under the influence, possession of a firearm while under the influence. He's due back in court next month. I guess maybe he had the 38 packed in the back of his chastity belt. I don't even know how that exactly works, nor do I want to. Our next, he might have been arrested by the fashion police. Who knows? I can see that. Double charges. Next, we go to Canada, where a 33-year-old woman there was at a restaurant with her 29-year-old brother on Tuesday, and they tried to do a little dine and dash. They tried to walk out on a $135 bill. What in the world were they eating? The names haven't been released, but apparently they had dinner and were drinking pretty heavily. And the whole dine and dash thing didn't work out so well because the police managed to track them down nearby and arrested them both. They probably would have had to go back to the restaurant anyway because what they did not take into account on their dine and dash was they left the woman's 10-year-old daughter behind at the restaurant. She's quiet in the corner. You just forgot all about her. So I don't know if, the daughter refused to go or if they were just completely hammered, whatnot. The mom and the brother are both facing fraud charges for walking out on the bill. They're doing court next month. The woman's daughter is currently staying with Child Protective Services. That's probably a good idea. This sends you up with a good news story on this Friday. You may have seen this video. It's really pretty cool to see. It's in Pierre Part, Louisiana. A lady named Holly Millett was checking her home security footage last month, and she saw a child running into her garage one day when the door was open. Well, turns out the kid wasn't trying to steal anything. He drives his bike into the driveway. He hops off, he runs into the garage, and gives her dog a hug, a black lab named Duchess. Then he runs back, jumps on his bike, and takes off like he's afraid he's going to get caught. Holly posted a 15-second video of it on Facebook because she wanted to know who he was. And if, this video has been blowing up the last couple of days. Turns out it's a 9-year-old kid named Josh Brio, who lives in the neighborhood. His mom got in touch with Holly after she saw the video. And she said he knows he's not allowed to go on other people's property, so that's why he was so secretive about it. And she was a little upset with him at first, but the kid just loves dogs. And their dog died last year. And so he just liked to run over and hug Duchess. So she says she has told Josh he can come by anytime you want to and give our dog a hug. And his mom's planning on getting him a new dog soon as well. So all's well that ends well. And check out that video if you get a chance to see it. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks to our great guest today as well. Remember, follow us on Facebook at The Morning Drive with Chris Beckham on Facebook. And always check out VitastaToday.com. You can listen to our show there via the podcast. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll be back with you Monday right here on The Morning Drive. News Talk 105.9 WVGA.